It's Tuesday, the 9th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. Prime Minister Sara Kugongelua-Amadila announced that the Equitable Economic Empowerment Framework Bill is nearing completion, highlighting its objective to guarantee equitable distribution, management, and ownership of the country's finite resources.
We are done with what we are supposed to do on our part. It's a policy-making office. We have been having some interactions with the legal drafters, with them seeking clarity here and looking at the best way to formulate what provision, but the bill is still with the legal drafters, and we are confident that they have made much progress now, and it is likely that the bill would come for tabling this year.
The City of Windhoek has declared a postponement of the debt relief deadline for pensioners, scheduling it to May 31st from the originally announced date of April 15. From the Karutura Central Residence Committee, Sean Garisep had this to say on a meeting to be held today.
Today we will also have a press conference at 2 o'clock. In that press conference, we will give further direction. We will also be in attendance, will also be the Minister of Urban Rural Development, the Director of ACC, the Ombudsman will also be in attendance, the Head of the Competitions Commission will be there, and the Auditor General. We have also chosen the heads of these stakeholders deliberately because we are going to hand over our demands and our concerns to these groups. Each demand and concern will be specifically towards those institutions.
2 years after Urban and Rural Development Minister Erastus Utoni inaugurated the National Housing Information System, the ministry, in partnership with the Namibia Statistics Agency, is initiating the first phase rollout of the Namibia housing system to more than 30 local authorities and one regional council. Scheduled from April 15 to May 15, NSA spokesperson Ipumbu Sakaria elaborates on this significant initiative.
The Namibia Statistics Agency, together with local authorities, has developed the Namibia Housing Information System that aims to improve the digitization of land stock, housing stocks, as well as the waiting list stock. So the NSA, together with the local authorities, are gathered to finalize the housing system, to roll it out, and 33 local authorities and one regional council will be making use of this housing information system.
The Democratic Alliance in South Africa reaffirms its dedication to ensuring the optimal functionality of every court in South Africa and restoring public confidence in the justice system. This pledge follows an oversight visit to magistrates and high courts in Pretoria, revealing concerning inadequacies such as empty courtrooms, staff shortages, and operational irregularities exacerbating case delays. Glenis Breitenbach of the DA emphasized the need for improvements, including budgetary autonomy and merit-based appointments, to address these issues and upholds the integrity of the justice system. Rival parties in South Korea are making the final push for votes ahead of Wednesday's parliamentary election. Leaders have been campaigning in battleground areas in a race that is expected to result in another minority government.
Leader Lee Jae-myun has been contesting PPP leader Han Dong-hoon in key areas around Seoul. Han has been campaigning in Democratic strongholds in the southwest, urging voters to prevent the Democrats from getting a two-thirds majority, which would give them the power to overturn presidential vetoes and even impeach Yoon Suk-yeol. The Democrats have been focusing in central Seoul, campaigning against the, quote, incompetent Yoon government. Experts say 30-40% of voters are undecided as they tire of how bipartisan South Korea has been historically.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.